All right, joined on the phone with 2024 SCMA Male Artist of the Year nominee, JJ Voss. Buddy, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks. How are you?
Absolutely. Great to have you on. I'm doing fantastic, man. It's been nice transitioning from summer into fall. Has it been going well for you?
Yeah, it's been a gentle transition, really.
It really
it's
has.
A decent fall.
That's a really, really good word for it. It has been a gentle transition. You know, I would rather take that than, you know, blizzard halfway through October. But last couple of years have been really good for that.
Yeah, it has. It's been all right.
So brand new single out today, release day. I Want to Go Home is the new song. Congratulations on the release, first of all.
Thank you. I'm excited about it.
Yes. Tell me about this song.
Well, this tune, I didn't write this one. This one was written by my best buddy, Dean Cush. Him and I collaborate quite a bit on songwriting, but he wrote this one himself, and I was a little bit jealous. So I asked him if I could cut it, and he said, go for it. So I'm pretty excited.
Is that a thing that you experience often as an artist? You'll see a song that somebody else wrote, and you're like, I wish I would have thought of that.
Oh, all the time.
So, like, your style, and I really like the new song, your style has been described as warm, comforting, and a phrase that I see often is down home. So, I mean, I know you specifically didn't write this one, but when you approach songwriting and recording, are these feelings one that you specifically go for, or does that just kind of naturally happen with your style?
Well, I mean, I try to be as honest and as real with the material that I'm recording as I can. I'm not going to write songs that I don't know about and that I don't feel. And so, you know, that's why this one was right up my alley. It's pretty much, it's something that, like I said, it's something I wish I would have wrote.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even if you didn't write it, you say the words in such an honest way. And I'm sure that you find pieces of yourself in a song like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of ripped right from the headlines of what we're dealing with these days. It's focusing on the things that we have in common with each other right now, when it seems like we're so hyper-focused on all of our differences, whether it be on social media or wherever. We're always finding a reason to argue with each other.
I really dig the harmonica on the song. Was that you?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, nice. Yeah, no, it's got a great sound. It's our song on Ride It or Bucket today. So people are going to vote whether they want us to keep playing the song or stop, though it's got such a good sound. Like, I foresee some really good things with this one.
I think so. I think it should sound great on FM.
Well, and then if people are really feeling it, I would imagine that's going to be on the set list. You and the band have a show at the Basement coming up in December.
We do. December the 13th, we're going to be at the Basement with my band.
Have you played at the Basement before?
Yeah, last year I did a solo show.
This
will be the first time I'm bringing my group in.
Really neat little room, isn't it?
It is. It's such a great vibe in that room, and it just feels warm and comfortable, and you're in tight with the audience, and it's just right. It's just good.
Well, and for the Roots style of country music, I feel like a room like that is just perfect, because it is kind of the same vibe as, you know, sitting down and sharing some stories with people.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's for a storyteller and for connecting your songs to the audience, it's perfect.
Well, you and the band are playing the show at the Basement. What is this going to be like? And especially, we're talking about people that have never been to a JJ Voss show before.
Well, it's most of my own songs. I lace my show in with a few covers, you know, songs that influenced me over kind of what made me the artist that I am. And I like to think that there's some humor involved. I tell all my best bad jokes. the humor is mediocre, but I think the music is a little better.
Hey, man, I'm here for it. I'm down for some cheesy jokes and some good songs. So once we get past this show, you got a couple of shows coming up to end off the year. What is 2025 looking like for JJ Voss?
It's coming together nicely. The calendar's filling up, and I plan to release some more new music next year as well. I think I'm going to, for the time being, probably release a single every few months, and then put it together and release, like, press it into an album and go that route. I think that's the plan.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear it. You taking some time off and relaxing for Christmas?
Yeah, I think so. I think kind of after the Basement show, that'll probably be my last gig for the year. And then we fire up at the end of January again, and we're actually going to Mexico to play some shows in February.
Ooh, have you played down in Mexico before?
Yeah, last year was the first time we were down at the Bucerías area.
Is it quite a different feel from playing shows up here?
No. In Bucerías, it was pretty much everybody from back home. I think there was more people from Saskatchewan at the show than there was Mexican people.
Well, then everyone's sort of on vacation time.
Yeah, definitely. It felt felt like going home.
I love that. And that ties in with the song.
It does.
Well, again, I Want to Go Home, JJ Voss' new single, is on Ride It or Bucket. We have all the links. We're putting this interview up on the Bulls Beat blog, up on our website. JJ Voss got a show at the Basement with the band on December 13th. And again, his brand new single is out, I Want to Go Home. Definitely got to go and check that out. JJ Voss, thank you so much for chatting today.
Hey, thanks for having me.